create this mom's group, the most common themes was a feeling of disconnection.
Being in an environment where someone can say, me too.
Yeah,
yes. Exactly.
Our self-care is love in action.
Special secret code for our listeners to receive a 15% off.
The most important factor to a healthy well-being is feeling connected. Welcome to From There to Here. A safe place where we will explore some of life's adventures so that you do not feel alone.
Happy Monday! It is your hosts of From There to Here podcast. And this is actually first time we've ever had four people in our studio. So Jess and I are sharing a mic. So if you hear like mics going back and forth, that's what that sound is. Let's do as we always do. Get everybody started their Monday, their work week off in a positive way. Sharing our heart lens. I'm going to pass the mic to Jess and then she'll pass it back to me.
I've been excited about sharing this. I have a little tab now in my phone that has a list of heart lens just in case I can't think of one on the spot one day. And I've been kind of waiting for this one and it worked perfectly for today because my heart lens.
I can't comment. This is
I know.
Hard.
Isn't it weird? Okay. My heart lens is practicing the ability to shift and change. And I think about this often during my yoga classes because, like, when you sit crisscross applesauce on the floor, one leg usually goes in front of the other, right? Or if you cross your hands, your fingers usually fold together one particular way. But if you do it the other way, it feels weird. So listeners, everyone, go ahead and try that. See what it feels like if you cross your hands one way versus your fingers, right? If you fold your hands together. And then just notice how like that feels weird when you do it the other way. I have practiced so many times doing it a different way that it doesn't feel weird to me anymore when I cross my fingers what used to feel the weird way. And to me, that is important because, as I keep kind of bringing up, that like nothing is permanent in life. It's always going to be changing. So the more we can practice our ability to shift and change, I just think it will help our whole well-being. So that was my heart lens today. And it just really, it came to me during yoga, even today. And then I also got to practice the ability to shift sides of the table for this podcast today. And that is actually also hard for me because, and maybe I'm just going to have to start practicing it more.
No, you may not sit by me. Okay, my heart lens. You didn't ask, but I'm going to tell you. Yeah. Okay.
I don't have a microphone to ask.
I just took it away from her. I was going to say, I think I have to stick with what I was going to say, but remind me next time we're on the mics that I have a heart lens about crisscross applesauce, okay? Okay. So my heart lens is I think you have said this maybe before, Jess, about like your really good high school friends and how you're just so blessed that they're still your friends and you.
Yes. This is weird.
This is so weird. You guys should, maybe we need to like videotape us right now because this is hilarious how Jess and I are sharing this third mic. Okay. So tonight, all of my, they're not even high school friends. They're elementary friends. Like we have been close, very close since like second grade, some third grade, some in middle school. But really, like most of us, elementary age, grew up together. Some of us went off to college, but not so far, right? Like we could visit each other in college. And then after college, just ended up coming back to either the hometown or like 15 minutes away. I think the furthest does live in Milwaukee, but she still comes and we try to hang out like once every other month. We'll have a girls' night. So that's tonight. We're having girls' night. And I just look so excited because I love getting together with these girls and they are always in my heart lens. But just even like texting with them last night, like where are we going to go to dinner or what activity are we doing? I could like literally hear the laughter in their like over text because we've just been so close forever.
I took the mic. I love that so much. And I feel like it's so important to acknowledge those friends that stick around like that. Not everyone has that group that.
We are often told we're very lucky, but okay. Moving on to our guests, Heartlands. Like I said before, we have two guests. So they have their own mic. Jess and I are sharing. So that's why it's getting a little clunky. Claire, what's in your Heartlands?
This is so funny because I'm listening to you tell this whole story. And in my head, I'm like, it's sunny.
And that's awesome, right? Like having really simple Heartlands, your Heartlands does not need to be extravagant in this big story. So yes, the weather can be in your Heartlands.
So at the time of this recording, the sun is out. Monday, who knows? We hope the snow will be gone too.
It's important to be grateful and thankful for the little things. Katie, what's in your Heartlands?
Yes, I think what feels most natural to say is that I'm here. This is an amazing opportunity, but also I feel like the chance to be able to be with Claire and to be a part of something she's doing is makes me so grateful. And
oh, yes.
Claire brings so much joy to my life. So it's really cool to be able to do this. Yeah.
Yeah. If listeners have heard episode 31, Claire was with us as my adoption social worker. So Claire is an absolute earth angel in our family. Yes. So I get you on that.
On Facebook, Boy Jess shares his Heartlands with us. Boy Jess, thank you. Thank you so much. His Heartlands is the joy of riding and plowing in the UTV that they have. Drifting on the snowy roads in the giant snowbanks. I don't think that's very safe, boy, but we're going to go with it. In the beautiful snow-covered winter wonderland. All while jamming to his favorite tunes. I do love jamming to favorite tunes. I would prefer not to do that in the winter on the snowy roads, but
it's actually pretty fun. But if you have a Heartlands you would like to share with us, we would love it if you would email us at podcastfromthere2here@gmail.com, or you can find us on the socials like Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, I think YouTube.
Maybe YouTube. Yes, YouTube. This episode of From There to Here takes a different spin, as Claire and Katie are here to talk about their offering. This will support mothers of young children as they are going through their own journey of From There to Here.
Like I said, we have Claire with us here today from episode 31, but she's here today in a different capacity. She is the owner of CSB Wellness, which stands for Create and Sustain Balance, where she offers psychotherapy, health coaching, echotherapy, is that how you say it, Claire? And yoga therapy. I want to know what echotherapy is. Sometime. Do you know what that is, Shannon?
I don't, but I actually just heard of like therapy, like yoga therapy instead of just yoga. Oh, yoga therapy.
Yeah.
And I want to do that.
Oh, okay. So we're not here to talk about echotherapy or yoga therapy, but Claire's intention is to help you create and sustain balance in your life. She brings with her Dr. Katie Grusecki, so a licensed psychologist who works at Task Psychology. She provides psychotherapy for a variety of mental health conditions and behavioral concerns. Together, they've created Nourish, a therapy group for moms. Today, we are excited to have them here to talk about the importance of self-care as mothers. And then they're also going to be talking about their offering. So to kick it off, we were hoping you could first answer questions about your background. Tell us a little bit about your background and your practice, and then what inspired you to create this Nourish group for moms.
They're looking at each other. Who wants to go first?
I'll go first. As listeners might know, but as the people in this room know, I started as an adoption social worker. Prior to that, I started social work in clinics and community agencies. And recently, over the last few years, have been doing therapy, strictly, not the administrative part of running a business. Well, actually, that too, but... And
have your own business and not do that, right?
Right, right. All right. So we were inspired to create this mom's group because of the themes that were coming up in therapy sessions that I have with women who are parenting young children. And one of the most common themes was a feeling of disconnection. And it seemed like all of my clients were saying sort of the same things and feeling really alone. And so creating this group.
Disconnection with like themselves, like within themselves or with their partner or with their child. What was the theme when you say disconnection?
All of the above. Yeah. But also just feeling like wanting to connect with other women who are experiencing the same sorts of things. Yeah. This group was born out of that.
Do you have anything to add, Katie? Or?
In addition to Claire's experience, we are colleagues and friends. And we, I think this grew out of Claire's passion. I tend to work a lot with adults who are navigating different phases of life, including new motherhood. And I really enjoyed doing group. And so we just kept talking about we should do a group, we should do a group, we should do a group. And this Nourish is like this innovative group that Claire came up with. And we just fine tuned and then we're like, let's do it.
I love that. So really, this group is for newer moms or any mom?
Any mom with children between newborn and 5 years old.
Okay.
And it can be any children. So it can be if there's a mom who has a child between those ages, but also an older child, that's fine too. We just chose this age group because of the developmental stages that happen in that time and that then change once a child is older than five.
You were talking about the disconnection new moms are feeling. Are there any other unique challenges that new moms are facing during this postnatal period primarily? And how is the Nourish program going to address those challenges?
I think that's an interesting question. You know, yes, there are so many challenges I think that new mothers face. When we talk about childbirth, I think a lot of times there are undoubtedly concerns regarding medical complications, right? But it's actually the prevalence of mental health difficulties and diagnosed conditions. So then meeting the threshold for a diagnosis amongst moms is 1 in 5, right?
And that's a big number.
Underestimate because think about like underreporting, lack of access to resources, right? And so it's actually the mental health piece is it at least equally as important of a consideration as the medical complications, but the postpartum period and the mental health challenges is actually the most complicated part of giving birth. And again, not negating or invalidating any of the other concerns, but yeah, I think there's so many challenges when we talk about other concerns specifically. You know, in one lens, looking at the diagnoses. So it's postpartum depression, postpartum anxiety, postpartum OCD, postpartum psychosis, postpartum adjustment disorder.
I had no idea there were so many different diagnoses. In episode, I think it was episode 17, we had someone, Emily, came and talked about her own postpartum depression. And you had mentioned that, you know, a lot of people aren't being identified. And I remember Emily sharing, like, her own mother didn't even know that she was in need of some support.
Yeah.
And she's close with her mother. So it's just so interesting how Mm-hmm. Like the data is, like Emily supports what you were just saying. The data is saying.
Yeah. And the data, I think even what the data does say, it's still an underestimate, right? Or so it's underreporting. Yeah. But, you know, like some of these conditions, 10 to 15% or 10 of, or one in every 1,000 new mothers has diagnosed postpartum psychosis. But like that's usually we only hear about postpartum depression, right?
Yeah, that's what I was, that's new to me. Mm-hmm.
So do you need to have a diagnosis of postpartum depression or think that possibly you have postpartum depression to be in your group?
No, and I want to make sure to make a cautionary statement that to experience any mental health symptoms, difficulties, whatever, whether they meet the threshold of clinical significance and a diagnosable concern doesn't make one more significant than the other. So people, you know, in general, people have anxiety. That doesn't mean that it's because it's not a formal diagnosis that it's insignificant. But no, and actually this group would be a great addition to any other forms of therapy that new moms may seek or any other forms of support, including whether or not they do or don't meet criteria for postpartum depression, postpartum anxiety.
So this could just be a mom that just feels like they want to be a part of a group that's going to provide connection.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, a mom who may feel isolated and just struggling. And I also want to say this isn't necessarily a group for, well, it isn't a group mm-hmm. for people who are have birthed their own child. Yeah. So if
I was going to ask that, so I can't come, is what you're saying.
Right. So, right. So,
so you can if you have a child 0 to 5.
Yep, exactly. So if you are a mother parenting a child between the ages of 0 to 5, you're welcome to come to this group. Yeah.
Can you walk us through, it's group, right? This isn't mm-hmm. like individualized, it's a group. Mm-hmm. So first question, how many are in the group?
So it's capped between 8 and 10 people. It tends to be a good number, a good size for group. So everyone gets sure. the attention, feels seen, heard.
Zoom, like virtual or in person or both?
We are offering it in person.
Okay.
Yes.
And then what does a session look like? Can you kind of walk us through like, I arrive and what happens? What does that look like?
Sure. So there'll be some continuity across sessions in terms of the structure. I think typically we generally start with like a check-in. We have some suggested topics that we'll talk about.
Oh, yeah. Katie, I am actually noticing on your website, I had to go into your website quick, but I noticed some of those suggested group topics are actually listed on the website. So I'm just going to read a couple of them.
I'm just going to read a couple of them.
So emotional agility and self-regulation, communication and boundaries, mind-body wellness. Oh, I get this is a really good one for me. Managing your inner critic.
Yes, miss. Just want to trying be to be perfect over here.
Yes, yes.
Katie, why two clinicians?
Having two licensed clinicians, there's more structure and sometimes there can be more safety within a group in terms of versus like a peer support group or just a general group. So there's more direction, there's more structure.
Mind body wellness too. Mm-hmm. So some of those self-care practices will that and that's we kind of have some topics that mm-hmm. Katie just said in mind, and we'll touch on those depending on how it goes. But definitely learning skills that are self-care skills.
It sounds like self-care, resilience, emotional well-being are the focuses. So what strategies or techniques are you going to incorporate into the group to promote those?
So we'll incorporate, I think the group in itself, the structure of that, but then we will also incorporate what's, you know, a little bit of psychobabble here, like evidence-based.
We like psychobabble.
Okay. Well, I don't, but
we're with you.
So evidence-based therapy is evidence-based techniques, intervention. So those are like the gold standard, tried and true. These are effective. They work. And some of those will include mindfulness, exercises, things that focus on people's emotions, increasing emotional awareness, and our relationship with not just like our thoughts, but with ourselves and others.
Anything to add? I know you're...
The only thing that I was going to add is it's a 6-week series.
Yep. Oh, I was going to ask that. Yep. How long?
Group of women that continue from day one until day 6. So that the cohesiveness of the group and the connections that they make, and hopefully connections that they take out of that space and are able to carry on after our sessions are done. Yeah.
Well, I think that in itself is a benefit of group therapy, right? Versus the individual therapy. Can you think of any other benefits to having like a group of 8 to 10 coming together to connect versus just the one-on-one sessions that I think typically when I think of therapy, that's what I think of is one-on-one sessions.
Group therapy is so effective. I'm such an advocate for it. Being a part of groups myself in the past and or leading other groups currently, it's so effective either as a standalone treatment or in addition to any other form of support people may seek. So in addition to individual, in addition to if people are pursuing psychopharmacological treatment, so medications, and group therapy really offers a source of connection, a source of multiple sources of support. It increases accountability. People learn through shared experiences. They learn from each other. I mean, there's really nothing more powerful than being in an environment where someone can say, me too.
Yeah,
yes.
You know, and that's really the essence of what I think groups offer. And I think sometimes groups feel safer than individual. You know, I think that sometimes group feels the attention's just not on you.
Yeah, I mean, that makes a lot of sense just based on the why behind this podcast, mm-hmm. too, right? Like, we want that connection. We want people to hear a story that maybe they resonate with or something similar has happened to their life. And therefore, then they're not feeling alone. They can say, oh, me too. And we've had people like reach out on our social media platforms and say, like, man, I just listened to episode blah, blah, blah. And I really connected with that. Or I know somebody and I'm going to make sure that they hear this episode. So I'm going to send them the link. So I totally hear what you're saying about how the group piece can be so effective.
And I think too, like not just focus, I know I mentioned like some of the diagnostic things, but also just the other common concerns or difficulties that new moms face or those moms in navigating this period of motherhood, right? Like connection, like we said, body image issues, isolation, all these things and so much more.
I was just gonna say, I think every one of my clients who's a mom has mentioned the idea that they don't want to screw their kids up.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And every time I hear that,
I would raise my hand for that one.
And I, me too. And I feel like this is a place where people can say me too. And people can realize that that's just, people feel really shame for thinking that too. And so this is just a place for people to come together and recognize that it's very normal thinking and you're not alone.
When we were talking the other day about this group, we were talking about, you know, we love children and would love for them to come, but this is also only for moms. And when we were talking the other day, it was like, even when you're raising kids, if you think about the ways in which you do connect with other parents, right? Like at like stereotypical or traditional, like soccer practice at school, there's still something about that is about the kids. So this group is really about them. And the focus being on them.
The other part of that too is just having an hour to be away from your child and spend only attention on yourself, which is not selfish. It's just putting your oxygen mask on before everybody else's.
I might be jumping ahead a little bit here, but why moms? Like, is there not a need for this for dads? Like, what was the thought behind just strictly the moms?
I think there very likely is a need for this for dads. And in fact, if we talk about male two-parent households, you know, there is no mom in that situation. And so there is a space for that for sure. And this just came from, we got to start somewhere.
And I think this is just a population of interest. You know, there are some groups in Madison for dads only.
How are you going to create a supportive and nurturing environment within this Nourish group so that participants feel that they're able to openly communicate and connect with others?
Being a formal therapy group, there's some safety in there. And groups can be really transformative for the individuals, but just showing up to group and being there, even if you're just there to listen, the group kind of takes a life of its own, and they really do. It ends up being that cohesiveness, that universality, that it is safe. And of course, we'll guide it. But oftentimes what happens in group is that we might have a topic, but it never gets addressed because the group has, you know, formed this connection and it does flow organically. And that in itself is powerful and healing.
What would you say are like the main, like the focus or key goals, objectives that you would have for those that come and participate in the Nourish program?
I feel like I keep saying this over and over again. Connection for sure. I think just validating people's experiences and providing, Katie will probably have more to say about this, but also providing the support that people feel like that people can benefit from when they feel isolated.
I see so many moms post in the mom groups on social media about feeling so disconnected, especially new moms. Just yesterday, I was reading a new mom home with her baby. She doesn't know what to do. There's no one to talk to. Like, it's a real, right?
Yeah.
What advice would you give to new moms who are considering participating in the Nourish group?
Come to group.
The hardest part is... Just show up.
Is showing up. I mean, whether it's a group or, I mean, a yoga class, right? Or like a workout class. Like, it's just going and showing up is the hardest part for many reasons. So if you're considering it, I would say reach out to us, register for the first group. We're happy to talk to you, be flexible. Chances are they'll want to come back.
I was just going to say too, this group doesn't matter if you are a working mom or if you're a working at home mom or if you're working raising your kids mom, because stay-at-home moms are clearly working.
Yes.
So any of that is, any of those situations are welcome.
So I have a lot of like logistic questions, and I imagine people could find all of these answers on a website, but I'm going to ask them anyways. Funding, like what does this cost? Is there grants? Is there scholarship? Does insurance pay? Could like a Medicaid program pay? Is it only private pay? you said it was really accessible. So then like time of day too, that the group is running.
So the group will be on Tuesday starting, I keep getting my dates confused this week.
The 16th, April 16th.
April 16th, okay.
And going through May 21st. Is that correct? Or do you want me to
and there's still room to sign up?
Yes.
Okay.
Spots are limited because we will cap the group. And it is at 5:15 to 6:30 in Atwood at our shared practice or our shared practice space. And
in Madison.
In Madison. Okay. Yes. Sorry. And it is $80 per session, or individuals can purchase the entire series for $450. We are not affiliated with any insurance panels, so it would be considered out of network. We both do help individuals get reimbursed through their insurance, either through Superbill or there's another program that we partner with that we're happy to assist with. Most insurances will reimburse for out-of-network. It just depends on the percentage.
If we forget all of this information, where do we go? Where can listeners find you guys and all the information they need for the Nourish program?
In the unlikely event we weren't that memorable. No, just kidding. I'm totally kidding. Individuals can find information about the Nourish program either by visiting CSB Wellness or TASC Psychology. TASC is TASC. And on both of our pages, there is a tab for the group. It has all this information plus so much more and probably more concise than I'm saying it. And there's a registration form where people can sign up right there, or they can complete the registration form and indicate that they'd want to talk with one of us about whether the group is a good fit for them.
I also want to say, and I'm speaking for you too, Katie, but if there is a financial hardship, we are more than willing to hear what that is and work with somebody, because we know we don't want that to be a barrier for people. So that would be a reason to reach out too.
I love that. We will link in our description notes and, of course, on social media platforms how they can get in touch with the Nourish program.
And also be checking our social media, because there's going to be a special secret code for our listeners to receive a 15% off of the Nourish program. Woo. Okay, we lied. We said we weren't going to talk about yoga therapy or echotherapy, but we're just dying to know, what is it? Claire, tell us, please.
So I'll just basic summary of ecotherapy is sort of using the natural world in the therapeutic process. So a really different, but kind of like an idea in my mind is walk and talk. So like, you know, doing that kind of a thing. But it's also just being outside and kind of mindful of the environment and
but it's using nature. Outside.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome.
And then yoga therapy is really just kind of getting into the somatic parts of therapy and really connecting, really focusing on body and what the body's kind of messaging is, and then bringing mind, body, spirit together. So
is it generally more of a yin type class, or can it
be, I mean,
rejuvenating
it's,
even or
both. Okay. Yeah. So it's slow, gentle, or some more vibrant movement too. Yeah.
And where now I'm like, my wheels are spinning. Where can people, where can Shannon, where can I find this information?
On my website is kind of more of a thorough explanation, but I am doing a 6-week yoga series at the Quarry Arts Building starting on the 18th of April through the 23rd, I think, of May, 9 to 10 a.m. on Thursday morning. And that is sort of the idea here. Here's where it sort of stems from. The idea is like growth and sort of cleaning out the old
leaves and the old
things from a garden that you want to kind of get rid of.
Springtime.
Yep, exactly. And then like nurturing some of the things that you want in your life. So that's what the 6-week series is. There will be breath work and movement and meditation in that 60-minute class.
And you can sign up for it on your website?
Yep.
Great.
Yeah.
We always end with a quote.
Do you guys have one you would like to share?
We recognize motherhood as one of the most vulnerable phases of life. Through Nourish, we offer a supportive space where taking care of you doesn't mean me first, but me too, and where self-care is love in action.
Thank you for listening and being a part of our community. Please follow us on Facebook and Instagram.
If you'd like to connect, we can be reached at podcastfromthere2here@gmail.com.
We hope you continue on this journey with us.